السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين. صدق الله العظيم.
Beloved brothers and respected elders, on the 30th of October 1990, the Babri Masjid was razed to the ground by Hindu fanatics in India. So, under those difficult circumstances and conditions, Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Rahmatullahi, who is a great alim of Islam, great scholar of history, he was an alim that was accepted amongst the Arabs and the non-Arabs. He was known as Mufakkir-e-Islam, the one who used to ponder and give a great deal of thought with regards to the Islam and the condition of Muslims. So he penned an article, and inshallah we will be discussing some of the words of advice that Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Rahmatullahi gave in those difficult circumstances to the Muslims of India at that time, and it applies to all of us, to the Ummah at large. So Maulana wrote that in those prevailing circumstances, he likened it to an ayat of the Quran, the conditions that we are facing nowadays. He likened it to an ayat of the Quran in Majid. وَضَاقَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَرْضُ بِمَا رَحُبَتْ, that the whole earth became narrow upon them, despite it being so vast. Despite the earth being so vast, but everything seemed so narrow and bleak and difficult upon them, upon the Muslims. So Maulana, as was his style, he was a great historian. And because of his depth of knowledge with regards to history, he says the picture, it's similar, the picture that the Muslims are facing and the conditions that they are facing currently in the era that we are going through, it's similar to the 7th and the 13th centuries when the Tatars had attacked the Muslims. These hordes of wild troops, of enemy soldiers, they razed the cities of Islam. They caused bloodshed, and they shook the world of Islam at that time. So those wild troops, they did not have any philosophy, they didn't have any call, they didn't have any religious zeal. They were just thirsty for material possessions and wealth and territory. So they unleashed their zulm and oppression upon the Muslims. So Maulana says, at that time when things were so bleak and things were looking so difficult, that there were some spiritually enlightened souls. Those who were pious people who were connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were inviters towards Islam. A time came when those wild soldiers and those Tatars, they were affected by the company of these pious people. And those same Tatars, somehow amongst them, they themselves accepted the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They accepted the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, And they then themselves established they became the flag bearers of the deen of Islam, and they established Islamic Khilafat or Islamic states. So Maulana quoted a professor by the name of T.W. Arnold. He wrote a book called The Preaching of Islam to describe this whole situation. He says, Islam woke up from its destroyed glory, and the Muslim preachers caused the wild Mughals to become Muslims. Again, Islam woke up from its destroyed glory, and the Muslim preachers caused the wild Mughals themselves to become Muslims. So in the situation that we are faced with today, can the same happen in the conditions of Islamophobia and the oppression that the Ummah is going through, the difficulties that they are facing, with all the propaganda against Islam and the Muslims, with all the disunity and all the evil that is prevalent? Can the same happen today? In these circumstances, should we become weak, depressed, despondent? Should we do that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majid, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Don't be weak. Don't become depressed. Don't become sad. You will prevail. You will be victorious. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. The condition that you are believers, if you are true believers. إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us, in the face of difficult opposition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us this dua in the Quran Majid. Qul, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make this dua. Allahumma malik al-mulk. O Allah, the owner of kingdom. Tu'til mulka man tasha. You give kingdom to whomsoever you wish. Wa tanzi'ul mulka mimman tasha. You snatch away kingdom from whomsoever you wish. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. You give honor to whomsoever you wish. وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. You disgrace whomsoever you wish. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ. In your hands is all goodness. بِيَدِكَ الْخَيْرِ. إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Verily you have all power over everything. However, in order to meet the challenge of this time, Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi rahimahullah, he gave some guidelines. He gave certain points of practical points that we can bring into our lives, inshallah, in the light of the Quran and the Sunnah. And inshallah, if we practice upon that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, will change the condition of the ummah. Firstly, he said the first most important duty that every Ummati has, that every Muslim has, is inabat ilallah, to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through tawbah, repentance, istighfar, seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first duty is to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran Majid, ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Seek help from Allah with patience and through salah. Ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majid, the one, Allah ta'ala talks about himself, the one who responds, Allah is that one who responds to the one in distress when he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is that being who responds to the one in distress when that person makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ. Allah will remove all evil, all difficulty, all hardship, all difficult conditions. Allah will remove that. وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ. And He will make you the khulafa and the successors of the earth. Allah ta'ala will make you the khalifa on earth. وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ. This was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the time of any difficulty, any hardship that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced, he would hasten towards salah. So this was the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we hasten towards Allah, connect ourselves to Allah, fulfill our duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turn to Allah by means of dua, istighfar. The dua of Yunus alayhi salam, for example, La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimi. These should be moist on our tongues in these moments, in these days and times. La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimi. There is no deity besides you. Glory be to you, O Allah, you are most pure. I am from the wrongdoers. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. And Allah Ta'ala will deliver us like He delivered Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam from the belly of the fish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deliver the ummah inshallah. La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin. So like this, there are many other du'as we can learn from the Quran and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. These are the du'as that we should be often repeating in our free time after our salahs. When we have free time, at all moments we should be turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these du'as. The second point that Mawlana mentions, Mawlana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi rahmatullahi mentions, which is linked to this first, is he said we should repent from every sin and stay away from every act of disobedience. He mentions it specifically for a reason. It's very important point, although it's linked to the first one. But have a firm resolve. Every believer should have a firm resolve and niyat and intention of abstaining from every act of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That whatever I may be involved in, I must give that up. I must make tawbah. I must repent from every act of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come, then we can't be disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't be sinning against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learn that from this beautiful dua at the end of Surah Baqarah. وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. First we ask for forgiveness. Pardon us. Forgive us. Have mercy on us. First the barrier of sin must be removed. Then you ask, أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا. You are our protector. فَانْصُرْنَا. Give us victory against the disbelievers. So the barrier of sin has to be removed. So we all have to have the firm resolve and niyat of giving up every act of disobedience with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Mawlana mentioned a letter that Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi, the great Khalifa, the just Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi, had written to his army general. And he said to him, his name was Mansur ibn Ghalib, he wrote to him that this is the command to you from the Amirul Mu'mineen. Adopt taqwa in every situation. Taqwa, the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, obedience to Allah, staying away from His disobedience. Adopt taqwa in every situation. As taqwa is the best provision. It's the most effective plan. The most effective plan. And the real power that we have will be with the taqwa of Allah. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Have the taqwa of Allah so that you may succeed. Then he said to him, he wrote, fear the disobedience of Allah more than the enemy. Fear the disobedience of Allah more than you fear your enemy. This is because sin is even more dangerous than the enemy. Sinning is even more dangerous than the enemy. We fight the enemy and overpower them on account of their sin. We fight them and overpower them because of their sin. If we are the same as them in terms of sin, we are sinning and they are sinning, then they will overpower us in terms of number and strength. Our help is with taqwa. Our help is with the obedience of Allah and with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, again, emphasizing, be wary of your sinning even more than what you are wary and what you fear of your enemy. So that was the second piece of advice that Mawlana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi rahmatullahi gave. Give up every act of disobedience. Adopt a life of complete taqwa and make a resolve for that. Thirdly, Hazrat Mawlana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi rahmatullahi mentioned that try as best as possible to introduce the non-Muslims to Islam, give da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, invite towards Islam as much as possible, introduce the non-Muslims to Islam. Alhamdulillah, we have the most powerful deen that will capture the hearts and minds of people. We have the miraculous pages of the Quran in Majid. We have the beautiful heart-softening words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Maulana said that every opportunity we have, we should give da'wat. Invite Muslims to become practicing Muslims. And invite the non-Muslims towards Iman and towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards becoming Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran in Majid, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. Whose words can be better than the one who invites towards Allah? وَعَمِلَ الصَّالِحَ, and he does good deeds. He himself is a practical Muslim. He invites towards Allah. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and he says humbly, not arrogantly, he says humbly, I am from the Muslims. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ. Good and evil are not equal. إِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Repel the evil with that which is better. When they are rude to you, then show good akhlaq. Show kindness. Invite them with goodness. Display the akhlaq taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. إِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَ. All of a sudden that person between you and him there was enmity will become your bosom friend. He will become your close friend. He will become your ally. Like those Tatars accepted Islam, they will become the helpers of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there was a third aspect. Increase the da'wah towards Islam. Invite towards Islam. Use every opportunity to invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Invite towards Islam. Fourthly, Maulana mentioned that in those countries where Muslims are minorities, then convey the message of peaceful human coexistence. Convey the message of Islam, which is protection of life, honor, dignity, and respect for humanity. Convey the message of respect for humanity. Like Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran in Majid, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. Definitely we have honored the children of Adam alayhi salam. Every human being is honored in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. Allah Ta'ala teaches us in the Quran in Majid, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Speak beautiful words to mankind. قُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. It wasn't said only to believers, but لِلنَّاسِ, to all of mankind. Say good words. قُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Allah Ta'ala teaches us in the Quran in Majid that there are many amongst the kuffar that we are living in, as minorities we are living in the midst of many kuffar and disbelievers. But many amongst them are not your enemies. They are not fighting you because of your deen. They are not expelling you from your homes. Like Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran in Majid, Allah does not prevent you. لَا يَنْهَاكُمُ اللَّهُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُقَاتِلُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ. Allah Ta'ala does not prevent you with regards to those who are not fighting you with regards to your deen, who are not expelling you from your homes. Allah does not prevent you. أَن تَبَرُّوهُمْ وَتُقْسِتُوا إِلَيْهِمْ. That be good to them and be just to them. أَن تَبَرُّوهُمْ وَتُقْسِتُوا إِلَيْهِمْ. Allah does not stop you from being kind to them and from being just to them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِتِينَ. Allah loves those who are just. Yes, there are those kuffar who are fighting against you, who are your enemies, enemies of Allah, enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who are oppressing you. So with regards to them, then Allah Ta'ala says, وَغْلُظْ عَلَيْهِمْ. With them you must be harsh. أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ. They are hard against the kuffar. With regards to those who are the enemies of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all kuffar, لَيْسُ سَوَاءَ. All are not equal. They are most of our colleagues, our employees, our employers, our those who we are at school with, amongst our teachers. Most of them we will find that they are not the enemies of Islam. So with regards to them, we should be kind to them, be just to them, teach them the beautiful humanitarian qualities that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam have taught us. And then inshallah, as a result of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the road for them also to accept the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So very important, this fourth point that Maulana mentioned, Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi rahmatullah mentions, is that the preaching of the peaceful human coexistence with all around us, whether they are Muslim or whether they are non-Muslim. لا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. Quran Sharif teaches us, there's no enmity. There's no enmity for anyone except against the oppressors. لا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. There's no enmity except against the oppressors. A fifth point that Maulana mentions is that in these difficult times, in these adverse conditions, we need to develop the qualities of sabr, perseverance, bravery. We need to develop the qualities of bravery, the qualities of striving in the path of Allah, sacrificing for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having the hope for rewards of Jannah, keeping in mind the virtues of shahadat, of martyrdom in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, a believer should be yearning for shahadat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The virtues of shahadat in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these beautiful qualities we should keep in front of. Bravery, perseverance, virtues of shahadat and martyrdom in the path of Allah. And an easy way to imbibe these qualities and to learn about these qualities is to study the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the lives of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So we read the books of the Sahaba in our masajid, in our homes, to our children. They are beautiful kitabs like Hikayatul Sahaba by Hazrat Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah, which is found in the Fazail-e Amal, the stories of the Sahaba section found in the Fazail-e Amal. Hayatul Sahaba by Maulana Muhammad Yusuf Kandilvi Rahmatullah, also translated into English and easily available. Futuhus Sham, the conquest of Sham by Allama Waqidi Rahimahullah. So these kitabs will inshallah give us that spirit of sacrificing for the deen of Allah, of striving for the deen of Allah, losing that fear for death, having the virtues of shahadat and martyrdom in the path of Allah. It will develop within us the qualities of bravery and nobility inshallah. And fifthly and finally, the most important Maulana mentions is that every person should take the responsibility of building the foundation of deen within his home. Take the responsibility of teaching our children and our family members the fundamental aspects of the deen of Allah with regards to basic beliefs, with regards to amal, and building the foundation of the home. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O believers, save yourselves and your families from the fire of Jahannam. Kullukum ra'in. Every one of you is a shepherd, and each one of you will be questioned about his flock. So everyone should take the responsibility of establishing some method of ta'lim within the home, of nurturing the children and our family members, and building a solid foundation in every home. Every home should become a madrasa and a khanqa and a place of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a markaz of hidayat, inshallah. So, respected elders and brothers, just to summarize, in the circumstances that we are facing, Hazrat Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Rahmatullah Alayhi says that inshallah, if we adopt the correct procedure, then inshallah Allah Ta'ala will be the one who changes conditions. And he mentions a few points that we need to keep in mind. Number one, inabat ilallah, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah istighfar, abstention from every act of disobedience. Thirdly, dawat and inviting Muslims towards actions and non-Muslims towards the deen of Islam. And fourthly, to teach and practice upon peaceful humanitarian coexistence, being kind and just to those all around us and those kuffar who are not fighting against us. Fifthly, in inculcating these beautiful qualities of sabr, bravery, tolerance, striving for the sake of Allah, and that we learn from the lives of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And finally, every home should become a base and a foundation for the deen of Allah. Inshallah, if we adopt these qualities, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change conditions. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq for amal. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.